My guest today is Chris Wagner. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
I am the senior manager and collaboration manager for Tahoe Partners here in Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And what's a day-to-day job for you?
Day-to-day job is talking to customers and designing Azure-based or Office 365 deployments, anywhere from small mom-and-pop shops to global organizations that operate in Europe, Paris, U.S., China.
Cool. You're a cloud guy. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
You were telling me about a really cool project you're doing, not work-related, just for fun.
Yeah, not work-related, just for fun. So I've kind of really gotten the spark for Azure. I love it, and I love the new features that have been coming out.
Yeah.
And I've definitely been trying to think of something that nobody else has done before. What I did was actually use HD Stream Analytics along with machine learning and Power BI to create heat maps using Foursquare, Square, and Facebook check-ins so that I could map out in Power BI what the hottest parties were on the given nights.
Hottest parties for the Ignite conference here this week.
Yes, for the Ignite conference.
Many sponsors will host a party somewhere around here.
Yes.
And they invite people, and some of them have 1,000 people, some of them have 50 people.
Yes. So I actually know right now what the hottest parties were, and it's pretty cool stuff, and I can't wait to share it.
All right. So that's a lot of technology. Let's kind of go through them here. Streaming analytics, what's that?
Streaming analytics is basically what it sounds like. So it's big data and pulling in information that you want to use in real time. So it really is what it sounds like, streaming analytics.
Yeah. Okay. And then what else are we talking about? Machine learning. So these are tools that people, they know of them, but they don't really know much about them.
Yeah, and that was the biggest challenge because I knew nothing about it, and I had to go in and play with the labs and the demos and see what was out there and how to actually get it to work. So in the machine learning component, my app is actually configured to go out and look at the different APIs and pull the information back in, which then is storing it out in an Azure web service or a SQL database. So
okay. So the idea behind the machine learning, I think, is that instead of starting with an algorithm and pushing it to and running it on the data, you start with the data and that you kind of figure out
and
the
you
patterns.
Have templates. So there's multiple. I want to say there's hundreds of different patterns that you can follow. So you can go in and pick and choose, and I'm trying to think of something it's like, but you can move data around.
There's a graphical interface where you can start.
Graphical interface, much like an org chart. So you can drag your different variables around into it.
Okay.
So, yes, we were following people, and they didn't know we were actually following them.
Okay.
But to get that done, we would have had to actually create a usable app on all the marketplaces.
Okay.
And we thought that was too hard, so we just go out to the APIs where users have already accepted permissions and just grab that data.
Grab data. Which APIs are you talking about?
Square, which is the new Foursquare, and Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is location. People check in.
Location-based check-in.
I showed up at the party at the House of Blues, for example.
But actually went on to the Cubs games and the Sox games, so we captured that as well.
Ah, cool. You had a party too, didn't you?
I did have a party, yes. I had a very big party.
That was one of the hot ones.
I've been told.
I was working that day. I'm sorry. I missed
it. It's okay. We're actually doing it again next year.
I'll be there.
And our host is very generous, and his house is a little too small, so he couldn't handle 20,000 square foot, so he's having another mansion built. So we'll actually be able to host about 500 people this time.
This sounds like somebody I need to start sucking up to.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
Tell me some of the other pieces. Power BI. What do you do with that?
Well, Power BI, so we're actually using the map interface to display.
That's the heat map you're talking about.
Right, the heat map. So we're actually using that so we can display where the people are. So we can break it down into the colors, and then I wish I had a Surface Hub to show you it on, but then we can actually scroll and show the actual height.
All right, and you're going to have, you don't have it online yet. By the time this airs, though, you'll have it online somewhere so people can look at it. What will be the URL?
Ignitesocial.com.
Okay, all right, we'll check that out. Tell me, what was the biggest challenge for you personally in building this?
For me personally, it was getting out of my comfort zone and really getting into machine learning and diving into that. I made a couple calls to some friends that were always busy, so I just had to dig down and do it myself. But I am a dev, That's where I come from. So I was able to pull some of those old skills back up.
Yeah. Is that? Do you think it was the challenge was because it just because you were unfamiliar with it, you hadn't used it before, or is the tooling immature enough that it's just hard to do at this point?
No. Actually, I think the tool is amazing. Yeah. It was more my skill set and just getting that mm-hmm. back up to that level.
Yeah, very cool.
But actually, I think anybody could go in and follow one of the given patterns and okay. learn it very quickly.
Well, how did you learn? Just trial and error, or are some sources you point our viewers to?
I learned by trial and error and by watching videos.
Where were the videos?
There's videos actually all over Bing
okay.
To watch. And within the portal itself, there's multiple programs you can go watch.
And the Azure documentation?
Yeah, we'll call it documentation, but it takes okay. you out to a different site.
Oh, okay.
That it's actually not Azure, it's machine learning.
Oh, I haven't seen that, okay.
Yeah.
So when you go into documentation to the machine learning section of documentation, yeah. there are links out to these videos.
And when you create in Azure your first machine learning, it'll actually take you to that portal where you actually create and design.
I need to take a look at that. One of my colleagues, Jennifer Marsman, is doing a lot with machine learning, and she's blogging about it quite a bit.
Okay.
So if you haven't looked at her stuff, I'd recommend
okay.
that.
And by the way, I did almost all this on a Mac.
On a Mac, that's crazy talk.
Yes, I know.
So very little was client-side. It's all just in the browser.
Yes.
Is that right? That was
yes.
the way it doesn't matter what
Correct.
Machine you're working on.
Correct. But yeah. I have like 7 surfaces, too. I just wanted to see if I could do it on a Mac.
I think that's a good test. So I got to ask you, what was the hottest party so far this week?
You really need to? It was Red Party.
Red Party was which one was that?
AppPoint.
AppPoint's Red yep. Party. Where was it?
It was at Union Station in the main hall.
On, I think it was Tuesday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on All Tuesday
right.
night.
All right.
But I have a feeling
I missed
tonight's
that one
party
too.
Will probably be the
Well, tonight's party,
they're
going to have Fallout Boy here at
yeah.
the convention
yeah.
center. It'll
yeah.
be huge.
Yeah.
Anything else we should have talked about that we haven't?
No, it's been an awesome conference.
I agree.
I have enjoyed every bit of it. And I didn't get to go to many sessions, so I'm going to go
you
home
too.
Next week and watch everything I wanted to watch.
Yeah. Do you have an online presence?
I do. Twitter handle is SharePointChris with a K, and the site is my blog is on chriswagner.com.
Chris, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I love technology and my friends.